Massachusetts lawmakers held a public hearing yesterday to discuss the problems with the state's COVID vaccine rollout. The hearing covered a wide range of issues, including the technical troubles that have plagued the vaccine appointment website. Here to talk about this is WBUR health reporter Angus Chen. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Deb. And yeah, the hearing went for 6 hours, so the lawmakers covered a lot of ground.
Oof. So what were the key issues?
I think top of mind for everyone were the technical problems people have been having trying to sign up for vaccine appointments. Last week, state websites crashed, and yesterday people were posting screenshots showing wait times in thousands of minutes, and more than 100,000 people ahead of them in line. The technical problems even came up during discussions of other issues. Here's Gladys Vega from the nonprofit La Colaborativa. She's been working to close a gap in vaccinations between communities of color and white communities. Her testimony pointed out that a faulty system exacerbates already existing equity problems.
I am tired of having people not having access to the vaccination. I do my best to convince people in my community that getting vaccinated is the right thing to do. But it's very hard because I convince them in a system that doesn't work, in a system that crashes, right?
Early in my reporting, I spoke with a logistics expert who said that when people experience these failures, they lose motivation to keep trying. And this is even tougher, I think, in hard-hit communities that may not have as good internet access or time to deal with glitchy systems. And it is a point showing how the rollout is not achieving some of the goals that the state wanted to.
So what did the committee learn about why this appointment system hasn't been working right?
Yeah, some of it left me with more questions than answers. The software is called PrepMod, and the committee heard from one of its creators, Tiffany Tate. At one point, Tate was asked to address the problem of bots going into the PrepMod's registration system and just locking up a bunch of appointments. This was her response.
We can't control bad behavior. So enterprise-level software can address some of the challenges that have been experienced. I can't speak directly to the bots because I haven't had that brought to my attention.
You know, I have to say, this did not make a lot of sense to me. Even if Tate wasn't aware that robots were making appointments, it is something that she could have anticipated. I mean, when you do like anything online, you usually have to fill out a CAPTCHA before the final step of purchasing something or registering. It just seems strange to me that there aren't any such measures on the state websites. There was another odd exchange where the committee asked Tate about giving people the ability to pre-register. And she said that they provide something called COVID Ready that does that, and that the state had it. But when Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters was asked about it, this is what she said.
So we have not purchased the COVID Ready from PrepMod. So our staff, when they did the demo of it, did not feel that it was a data aggregator as opposed to a pre-registration system, sir.
So the secretary basically contradicted what Tate said earlier. And I'm not sure what's going on here, but it just feels like there's a huge disconnect between PrepMod and the state.
Yikes. What else stood out for you, Angus?
That disconnect I just described between the state and PrepMod feels like it's part of a larger trend of people feeling like this rollout is really uncoordinated. State Senator Cindy Friedman spoke to this in her statement.
The twists and turns, the change in plans, the communication that changes depending on who you are talking to. Even I, with all my knowledge, am completely at a loss as to what is going on at times.
She's basically speaking to this feeling of chaos in the vaccine rollout, and that has people on edge. Senator Eric Lesser laid it at the feet of Governor Baker at the beginning of this hearing.
Will you say sorry to the million people?
Of course. Absolutely. Definitely. Yes.
So this isn't likely the last rodeo we'll get to see. The committee chair asked Baker if he'd come back for another hearing, and this was Baker's response.
Well, this one's been so much fun. I'll certainly look forward to coming back.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to the next one, too.
So, Angus, was there anything actionable that came out of that lengthy hearing?
The most actionable thing to come out of the hearing was another hearing scheduled for a couple weeks. But listening to the legislators, you can tell they're not happy, so there certainly may be more to come.
All right. WBUR health reporter Angus Chen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb. Good to be here.